Christmas, I got a book as a Christmas present, and it was an autobiography of Kevin Keegan. And I was upset because I had asked for Kenny Dalglish, and my mum hadn't understood the difference. You know, it was just a Liverpool number seven, and that was good enough. And I kind of read it, but I sort of had a little bit of a cry, I think, on Christmas Day because it was the wrong man. But now Kenny and Ian Rush, and you don't realise how spoilt we were as kids watching that, because Kenny Dalglish built another team with sort of John Barnes, sure, and that kind of era that came along, and that's a remarkable achievement.
What is your first memory of going to Anfield?
I went to see them play Brighton. Going to live games was not a regular part of our habits at all. We didn't live in a city. We never, like, and same with music. I didn't go to live gigs until I was quite old. And I guess also we are going back to an age of hooliganism being more of a problem. And sure, I remember my older brother going to a few games, and my mum was worried. Hmm. You know, what is happening at the foot? Was something that a mother would be worried about back in the day?
Mid 80s.
Yeah.
Time.
It was a worrying time. You know, and her teenage boy going off to football was something that any sensible mother would be worrying about. So me and my twin, who were a bit younger, were not really going. But then we did. We got taken by my stepdad to see Liverpool play Brighton twice, and both times Brighton got the result, and it was incredibly frustrating because we just believed in the invincibility of Liverpool.
As a ball comes in for Carroll, who has hit the bar from 4 yards out. Carroll couldn't miss.
I think we sometimes are too opinionated. I know that isn't very good for your radio show, but I think sometimes people are too opinionated, because what we see is what happens on a match day.
Yeah.
And what Kenny Dalglish sees and Steve Clarke sees is what happens in training and the rest of it. Hopefully Andy Carroll is not lying awake at night going, why haven't I scored? You don't choose who your team is based on how much you paid for them. When you're putting people out in the park, you play who you think is the best team to beat the opposition. It's one of the problems that you have at teams you perceive at things like Chelsea, where you feel like Roman Abramovich signed Torres rather than the manager.
Yeah.
And Roman Abramovich doesn't want to waste 50 million on someone that isn't getting games, and so for the first 10 games he has to play. We don't have that situation. I feel like Kenny's picking the team. I think that, you know, and he's not looking at how much he spent on things. If Andy Carroll isn't going to get regular first team football, I don't want him on the bench under the spotlight of people speculating about whether he's going to get on and whether it's, oh, look, they've got 35 million on the bench. I think put him in the reserves, let him get a hat full of goals. Let him go and express himself and play his football. I want that swashbuckling fella who was in the black and white shirt
down,
to come and swashbuckle for us. And at the moment, I'm not sure he feels free to do that because of the speculation and that. And I don't think any of this conversation helps him. When I was in the States, I toured in the States, and I did like a 3-month run in New York.